Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience instant relief by connecting to your intuition for intuitive answers. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock Pacific Time, 11 o'clock Eastern Time, and 9 o'clock Central Standard Time. We are sharing brilliant insights from visionaries and speakers and authors, magicians, energy movers and shakers that I have encountered along my travels sharing the teachings of Dr. Cam Yuen, who is the founder of the Yuen Method and Yuen Mastery, and as an emissary for the Resonance Project Foundation, which is the brainchild of cosmologist Nassim Haramy. It is my pleasure to share with you the divine energy of my guest today, internationally recognized spiritual teacher and healer, Ken Stone. Ken is known as the soul archaeologist, and also he is also the founder of the Academy of Spiritual Leadership and Mastery. Ken has empowered thousands of people around the world with his ability to energetically retune a person's body, mind, and spirit so that they can remember their divine nature and from their spiritual messengers who are from people who are also spiritual messengers who are exploring for greater authenticity, and all the way to people who are actually suffering from physical pain and emotional challenges, and also people who just want to transcend knowing and spiritual truths and actually experience them. And as I was preparing for this interview, I was tuning into your energy, Ken, and you are so warm and inviting. You're as warm and inviting as sunshine.
That's lovely. Thank you, Colette. It's wonderful to be with you.
Well, good morning and welcome to The Truth is Funny. When I was sitting in your energy, really, it is like you have a joy around you. As I'm preparing for these interviews, I'm kind of looking up online. What's a person about? But I rely. You can tell more about a person from their energy than from their words.
Yeah, and, this is true.
And so, you are. You're internationally known as a spiritual teacher, and I'm just wondering what that has been like for you. Can you just tell us a little bit about how you got there?
Sure. Well, the truth is funny, right? My story is, it's kind of hilarious. People ask me, what tradition do you come out of? And I tell them I come from the tradition of mortgage lenders, which always leaves a blank look and a laugh. Six years ago and a few months, I was just sort of going about my business as a mortgage lender here in Northern Colorado where I live. And I probably retroactively would think back and think, okay, I started kind of waking up and becoming more aware spiritually early in that year in 2007. But I went to a meditation retreat, and which was a bizarre action on my part. I don't know why I was drawn there, but I was, and getting that nudge that we all feel from time to time in our lives, I guess. And a gentleman there wrote on a piece of paper on the last day we were in silence, "You should be working as a healer." And I didn't even know what the word meant, and I started sobbing uncontrollably, which although I do tend to tear up at the truth and have for a long time, I didn't understand why I was sobbing uncontrollably for a long time, making quite a scene in the back of the tent there in Arizona. And we came out of silence, and he said, listen, you're going to find you've been doing this for many lifetimes, and it's more natural than breathing for you. And I thought, you know, where's the nearest psychiatric hospital for this guy? So the journey from there to sitting here talking to you this beautiful morning is has been, you know, interesting, let's say. I mean, this, you know, we could classify it as a journey into surrender, into stepping into purpose, a journey of exploring the true nature of each of us on the planet, and certainly discovering that within myself, and stepping into power and more surrender. And some of that's been a lot of fun, and some of it's been really challenging. But at the end of the day, it's just been quite extraordinary to be able to be involved in other people's lives in such a meaningful and exciting way.
Well, I personally, you know, just hearing your story, I'm, you know, I'm glad that you stepped into this new way of being. It's actually not a new, I'm getting it's not a new way of being for you. It's the way you are. Yeah. And even as a mortgage lender, I'm sure, you know, you noticed that, you know, and we all come to a crossroads in our journey where we, you know, decide what direction we're going to go in. And which course we're going to take. And my dad, he was an entrepreneur. His name was Maurice. And he always used to say, you know, shift or get off the pot. Something like that. And, you know, you know, like many times, you know, if we undertake a spiritual journey, it can feel like really challenging and difficult. And, you know, what was a turning point for you, like when you realized that it didn't have to be taken so seriously and that you could actually have fun?
Well, probably the biggest point.
Sorry, Ken, what I'm going to do is we're going to be going to for a break right away. And I want you to just hold that thought because I have a feeling it's going to be a really interesting story.
Yeah, no worries.
But, you know, so what when, you know, when a lot of people that I connect with, they'll take spirituality really, really seriously. And then what happens is they are intimidated by it, that, you know, that there's a certain path or a certain way that you have to do it. But, you know, when we come back from the break, I want to hear from you, like, how you managed to make it so much fun and enjoy yourself so much. So you are listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. And I'm in God's country, beautiful British Columbia, Canada. We will take a quick intermission. Stay tuned. And when we return, Ken is going to enlighten us with how he has managed to make this journey fun and share with us some steps of action that we can take to do the same. And in the we'll be right back. In the meantime, remember, shift happens.
Insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Guess what? The Lime Center of Martha's Vineyard is giving away a free scholarship. That's right. The detox will be running from Monday, November 11th through Friday, November 15th. Candidates for a free scholarship, please send your Lyme story by email before October 28th to Dr. Enid Haller, director of the Lyme Center of Martha's Vineyard. Find her at limecentermv.com. That's Lyme, L-Y-M-E, centered, mv.com, or call 508-693-1846 for more information.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit fightbackforacure.org.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan, and my guest today is Ken Stone, better known as the Soul Archaeologist. Before we continue, Ken, I just wanted to make sure that I don't forget to have you share your information with our listeners. Can you just do that for us quickly?
Sure. The place to find me on the internet is at www.kenwstone.com. And my email address, if people want to reach out on email, is ken@kenwstone.com. And I'd love to connect.
Awesome. And, you know, this morning we were, talking to Brian, the producer of the show right now. And it was just his birthday, and we wanted him to come on the show here so we can properly wish him a happy birthday.
It was actually Saturday. Hi, everybody. But actually, a couple Saturdays ago, I turned 41.
Whoa. The 40s are going to be so strong for you.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to thank Brian for his patience. He's dealing with two energy workers who are very right-brained at the moment.
Oh, I can deal with it, yes.
Happy birthday, Brian.
Yes. Thanks, Evan. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, Brian. You're awesome.
Oh, I know.
So, Ken, enlighten us about how you managed to make this so much fun.
Well, pre-surrender, it was quite an arduous experience. And for me, that happened in the first part of 2011. So up to then, I had been having very deep experiences of what it means to really be whole and an undistorted expression and extension of the divine. And I've been facilitating and supporting others and remembering and having that experience and all that. But I have to say that my own experience in my life, my private experience, if we could call it that, was full of a lot of challenge, a lot of pain and mental anguish, and just real struggle around what I came to realize was just one core issue, which related to self-love. And early in 2011, I had this epiphany, because up to that point, I was thinking there are two issues here. One of them is money and one of them is self-love. And then I realized I had this great awareness following an Enneagram workshop that I took when I learned my Enneagram point, which is still a challenge for me to own up to. That's a sure sign that I know what my point is. Anyway, I had this
just
epiphany.
Explain for our listeners what you mean by that.
Yeah, the Enneagram, there are 9 points that describe inner landscape. It's a way of understanding self in a much deeper way, and also it's very helpful in understanding others. My Enneagram point, for those who have studied it, is a 2. And my sub point is self-preservation, or as the teacher said, me first. So I'm a self-pres too, which for people who know the Enneagram, you'll be laughing right now as Colette is. But anyway, but the point about the two is a lot of giving to get. So I had spent a lot of my life trying to, I guess you could call it manipulate people into providing me validation and all of that. So I was looking outside myself all over the place in my life with my parents and romantic partnership and so on and so forth. And of course, I was applying that same kind of energy around money. In any case, when I finally came to this point of complete surrender, it was the 30th of June, 2011. We'll never forget that day. I scheduled it. Like, this is how left brain I was at the time. You know, I had just left mortgage lending behind at the end of December of 2010. And I was really struggling financially. I didn't think I would, but then I was. And of course, it was leading me down this road of surrender. And surrendering completely was a terrifying idea. I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to be homeless. You know, all these horrible nightmares had come up for me. And I finally just realized, look, those nightmares are actually, they would be a relief compared to the nightmare I'm creating for myself. And on the flip side of surrender, I remember coming out of it and I was kind of laughing and weeping at the same time because I was in such a state of awe and wonder. I could actually see, not energetically, but literally I could see energy moving. I could see the consciousness of a blade of grass. I could see the consciousness of a tree and so on and so forth. We could talk more about it if it's interesting. But the bottom line is I also started laughing hysterically, and I realized everything was so perfect. You know, all these things that I was so caught in struggle and tension with. I mean, what a perfect path to follow. And literally everything transformed in that moment. I mean, my business transformed. I stopped trying to be the person I thought other people wanted me to be or who I needed to be. And I just thought, well, I'm a big dork and I'm just going to be a big dork. I'm going to be my goofy self and I'm going to stop trying to hide that part of me. And I started telling people, you know what? I eat red meat, I swear, and I look like a retired American football player. And, you know, and people, it was like I got to just be myself. I stopped trying to fit into any particular niche. You know, there's all this stuff in business development about you have to have a niche, you have to do this and that. I thought, well, the heck with it. You know, the guidance that I'm receiving seems much broader than that, so I'm just going to honor it. And needless to say, everything transformed my life, and it also became a lot more hilarious every step of the way because I realized this is really just this experience of undistorted resonance extends into every area of your life, and the more you surrender, the more you experience that resonance in new and miraculous and extraordinary ways, and they're always surprises, and they're always hilarious as they come up. So,
from working with clients and doing a lot of energy work over the last decade with a lot of people, yeah. I quite often when people are like really, really mired, you know, and they're really, really stuck, yeah. What happens is when they realize that it's just really, they've just been taking it all too seriously,
yeah.
They'll just
yeah.
crack right up and start laughing yeah. because they'll be like, whoa, what the hell was I thinking? You know? And, you know, so what would you suggest that for our listeners that, you know, some steps that they could take to move through that part of their life more quickly and yeah. get to the laughter?
Yeah. We're always looking for shortcuts, right?
Yes, so, of course.
You know, the process, that it's kind of funny because I haven't trained with anyone. So it's all been this very sort of organic unfolding and apparently in a fairly short period of time. You know, it's just over really the last 5.5 years or so that I've really started kind of seeing all of this and then in writing a book and all of that. Anyway, these steps just sort of came into awareness. I started realizing what I was doing, became more consciously aware of what I was facilitating or witnessing in people. And I realized, you know, one of the first things that people do is we're in this place where we're wanting a deeper visceral connection to who we really are. And bringing the soul into the body is such a powerful step. It opens up a deeper experience of who we really are, and gives us that direct mystical experience rather than just knowing, you know, I am that, I am an expression of that energy, that nameless energy. But also, and then that brings about an experience of joy, opens up inner healing power. There are all these, you know, byproducts that come from it. And then, of course, calling power home is a huge, huge detail, right? Remembering we are the source of all of this. And then the third step along the way is to pierce that illusion of separation, the pesky illusion of separation that is so seductive that calls us over and over. And once we do that, in my experience, we're really ready to have that deep, visceral experience of our wholeness. And this is all very simple. If it sounds like I'm describing some process that takes years or even months to develop mastery around, we're just remembering who we really are. There's no work at all to it. And then the last step is just to surrender and really let go of control and open up to a much deeper experience of who we are. And as we do that, it brings up a lot of stuff on the journey. That's some of that arduous stuff that you're talking about. And then ultimately, we open up to, you know, this hilarious experience of our lives and of each other and, you know, each unique expression of the divine, and yet we're all the same. It's such a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and it's simple and complicated at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've generously offered to share a gift with our listeners. Can you just tell them how to access that gift and the video that you've offered?
Yeah, spot on. So there's the video is of a process that came in through a divine download in the early in 2010. And I since have named this process Divine Connecting Breath because it really is just about piercing separation. But if you go to my website, kenwstone.com, you can get it there. You can sign up for, there's a series of videos on coming into the body. You'll get it there. Or you can go to kenwstone.com/, I think if you just put in DCB, for Divine Connecting Breath, that'll get you there. If it doesn't work, I'll fix it when the show is done and make it direct to my place. and we'll get that all figured out. But the Divine Connecting Breath is a beautiful, simple way of really kind of quickly piercing separation and recognizing and having an experience, an actual visceral experience of oneness. We all know we're one, but to actually have that experience in our bodies can be a profound shift, and I'd love to share that with the listeners. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. I am Colette Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny with my guest today, spiritual archaeologist Ken Stone. And when we come back, we're going to have Ken share with us some more of how we can experience this divine joy that he just exudes. In the meantime, experience the shift. Shift happens.
You are here and warm, but I could look away and you'd be gone. 'Cause we live in a time.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Try
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan, and I have the divine Ken Stone here with me today. He and I were just talking about, you know, how I was telling him how, I just moved from Saskatchewan in Canada, and I had encountered this wonderful banker who was amazing and really, really good at his job and, you know, arranged the new mortgage, everything for me with, you know, and broke rules for me and was so amazing, you know, and so good at his job. And yet at the same time, he was also, he's, you know, a farmer, and he would come in off the tractor, the combine, and he'd say to me, "Can you come in at 6:30 in the morning?" And I'd be like, "Sure." Like, and you know, because people normally laugh about banker's hours. And of all the people that you would have that I would have thought, or that you would think would be kind of into what I was doing, into this energy thing, he was, you know, a lot of people find it kind of silly or whatever, or they don't have they have limiting beliefs around that. And especially if they're really using that part of their brain. And I was just saying to Ken, like, I was so glad that he stepped out of that. And that I was just saying to him, I wonder how many people that are listening out there right now are feeling kind of the same way. Like, you know, maybe I have these qualities that I am not investigating. So, Ken, please share some more of your journey with us and share that with our listeners.
Oh, yeah. You know, and so here's one of the guys bringing up so much emotion as you're talking, Colette.
Yeah.
And for me, emotion is just like resonance with the truth, you know. So when I feel that emotion surging, I can just feel that in not just in the audience here, but around the world. People are wondering, you know, what is my purpose? What am I here for? Is there some deeper meaning to my life? These were questions I was asking leading up to this time when I was told you should be working as a healer. And the vulnerable truth is that when I heard that answer, I literally didn't know what the word meant. And the more I explored it, especially when I started working on people, I thought, I'm a complete and utter freak of nature. Like, this is so bizarre. Like, there's nobody, I will be rejected fundamentally. And what's fascinating is that the actual journey relative to my expectations or my fears is so different from that. it's what I've begun to realize, and I'm sure, Colette, you've talked about this over and over again with your people. It's we all have this unique gift. I don't mean my unique gift or Colette's unique gift. I mean each of us has been given this extraordinary gift, an extraordinary gift. But it's unique. But the uniqueness of it means that we're all the same. It's such an interesting paradox. And when we find it, it's like taking the first deep sigh of relief of our lives. It's like I remember living my life and thinking, God, there must be some way I can connect in a deeper way to other people or have more significant relationships or just be doing something more meaningful. And I mean, what could be more meaningful than working with people on coming into an experience of resonance with their true nature? I have to tell you, I rejected that for the first couple of years. It was like I had this private identity that I did in the evening or, you know, with people who didn't know me. My Twitter feed was completely anonymous. My first website, you couldn't even tell who I was. Like I even hid the who is, you know, the registrar. I hid who I was on every level.
And so, like, isn't that ridiculous? I thought I was the only one that did that.
It scared me. I thought, what are people going to – but here's the truth. The truth is we are all, you know, goofy, ridiculous, beautiful, extraordinary, hilarious people. You know, and when we just get to let our authentic selves come out and play, everyone relaxes. Everyone says, oh, I get to be myself. I don't have to hold myself to the side. And the same thing is true around purpose and all these other things. So, I mean, maybe I'm not really addressing your question, but I want to encourage everyone to realize that pull, that tug that maybe you've never even consciously admitted to yourself, but you know what we're talking about. It's real. It's okay to follow it. You're not crazy. There is something drawing you closer to who you really are. And it's a beautiful, beautiful journey.
You know, and this is so funny because, you know, I frustrated the hell out of my last marketer because she did this video and she said, I'm going to put it on YouTube. And I'm like, YouTube, are you kidding me? Like, it took me 6 months to let her put, like, I couldn't even watch it. And it was kind of like, when my web guy put my first website out, he was so proud and so excited and like, oh, let's celebrate. And yeah. I was like, oh my God, are you sure we should put it out there? And so I've noticed this because many of my guests are people that I have worked with energetically. Some of them are my students. Some of them are, fellow UN Method practitioners, you know, that were my students and have moved on. I've met so many interesting people. But many of these people, when I say, hey, do you want to come on my radio show? They're like, oh, okay. And then they start to write their biography, and they panic. And they really do. They panic, and they say, "Well, I can't go on with those amazing people, you know, like Greg Braden and Ken Stone, and you know, like these these people that are internationally known. And you know, I can't measure up to that. Look at my biography. I'm a mom with kids, you know." Yeah. And I say to them, "You're just doing what people do when they're about to go on the radio for the first time." And, you know, it's the uniqueness of each of us as an individual. When we hold that back, we're cheating the whole world and the whole universe of you know, all of our beauty. And when we allow ourselves to step into that beauty, we give permission to everyone else around us to also step into theirs and into their joy. And I mean, if we were all like exactly the same, it would be so boring.
So boring. And you know, let's hone in on what you just said. This idea, we're not just robbing people of our beauty. We're robbing people of our unique gift. Because the divine has handed a unique gift to each person. And that individual gift is part of the collective whole. It's a critical piece of the puzzle. Everyone else needs everyone else's gifts. It's together we come together and do this. There is no healer or spiritual teacher that has all the answers. We all collectively, every single one of us on the planet, bring a different perspective that's so important to the whole. I love what you're saying. It's such a it's a fascinating, fascinating thing. And I hope there's at least one, maybe there are 100 people listening who are going, oh my gosh, it's real. I've been telling myself that, and it's real. It's something I can actually do. I wonder what my next step would be. What a beautiful question to ask.
And, you know, and it's funny because shortly after, you know, I had finished all my internships with studying, you know, with the Yin Method, I was about to become certified. And that was back in 2008 or 2007 at that time. And, you know, I had just come back from a trip, and it was a trip to Calgary, Alberta, but it felt like I'd taken a trip to another planet.
Yes. Yeah.
And when I came back, I had been energetically shifting myself to gather information and to spark my creativity, because I love to paint. And I had a dragon appear before me, and she was telling me about my paintings and the paintings that I would do. And I was like, I phoned my instructor from Colorado, and I said to her, I am certifiable, but not in a good way. And what she said to me is, well, you're strong to it. And so many people that that I work with energetically follow that. It's coming from your heart. Your intuition is the part of you that you go inside to get, and any healing comes from within each and every person. And it's bringing that beautiful being out, you know, and that strength of that intuition, and taking that and inspiring people to move through that and to allow that to come out.
Yeah, yeah, spot on.
And so,
what a beautiful reflection. Yeah, sorry, keep going.
No. I was just going to say we're going to break again really quickly here. Time is passing very quickly with you. could you just share your information one more time, just so that we make sure we get that out for our listeners?
Yeah, I'd love to. My website is, of course, www.kenwstone.com. And my email, if you'd like to reach out and directly connect with me, I certainly welcome that, is ken@kenwstone.com. And on my homepage at kenwstone.com, there are a couple of different ways to just put a name and email address in to receive some free videos and other downloads. And I would really encourage that. I write a weekly newsletter that I call From My Heart, speaking of coming from your heart, that comes out every Wednesday or Thursday. And I'd love to share that with your listening audience.
Awesome. This is Colette Steffen with The Truth is Funny, and we'll be right back after this short intermission.
University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
This is Colette Stephan with The Truth Is Funny, and I want to extend a big thank you to my guest today, spiritual teacher, healer, and founder of the Academy of Spiritual Leadership and Mastery, Ken Stone, for sharing his divine energy with us. I just wanted to make sure I thanked you now in case, because we're about to do the shift of the week for our listeners, and we want to, Ken and I are going to join forces to energetically just tune in and strengthen everybody to being there, you know, to stepping into that role of their unique divine purpose. And, you know, I just wanted to make sure in case we don't come back that I properly thanked you for being on the show.
Thanks for having me on. I thoroughly enjoyed every millisecond of it. Has been divinely hilarious and perfect. And I trust the same is true for your audience. And so what a treat to connect with you and your group. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And thank you to our listeners. And so when I tune in energetically, you know, and I pull all of that energy together for the people that are listening now that may be listening later, you know, to step into that role of our, you know, of our unique self and to really allow ourselves to be in this place, requires a connection to source energy. And so the way that I do that is just strengthening everybody that if they go from their brain into their mind, into their soul, all souls, into their higher self, what I call the higher self network, instead of HSN or MSN, HSN, that we are connecting to that divine ability, that infinite potential, and we can pull that back down through our body, through our spine, through every tissue, through every organ system in perfect harmony with that source energy, with that joy and that vibrancy and that love of who we are as an individual, and then who we are as a connective whole. And just pulling all of that energy all the way through every single cell of our body. So through the cells and the subcells and the molecules and the atoms and the subatoms, and then the nucleus of every cell, and then the of every atom, and then the subnucleus, going all the way down to every quantum particle of our being, resonating with that joy and that love and that vitality and that vibrancy. And if you, you know, feel that coming up from the earth also and moving through your body, through all the cells on a microcosmic level and extending that throughout the spine and pulling that up through our central nervous system, filling any empty spaces, any empty cavities of space. You know, there's perfect structure to every space in our body, and there's perfect structure throughout the entire universe. It's holofractographic. And so we just strengthen that for everybody, that there is divine order through throughout our body, inside our body, outside of our body, and everything in between. So Ken, what are you, what would you like to add to that?
It's such a beautiful parallel to the process that I go through of helping people bring their souls into their body. And I can just feel our your group here more deeply connecting and experiencing who they really are. And, you know, it's like that standing ovation, the ascended masters, your guides all standing around applauding you as you step in, you the listener, as you step in. And when you think, who, me? Am I really being tapped on the shoulder? Is this really happening? It's yes. The answer is yes. Not that you need confirmation. It's okay to trust that inner voice. In fact, trust that first and foremost above everything else. What a beautiful process that you're leading us through, Colette. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I am also just when you brought that up, it's that people have a tendency to look outside of themselves for answers. And it's important to acknowledge that each and every one of us is our own expert. When we connect with our intuition and we have perception attached to that, it gives us the insight to be able to, you know, tap into that source energy and get the most applicable answer for ourselves at that moment that's going to shift us into that place where we want to be. And, you know, that is each and every one of us has that ability to do that, and we can be our own experts, you know, about our in our body, in our mind, and in our spirit. And so we can strengthen that for everybody, that, you know, that connection is very strong, and that our perception is there so that we have the insight. It's not that any of the other answers, you know, are maybe wrong or right, or that they're good or bad, or, you know, positive or negative. It's more that the answer that we're searching for in that given moment, when we use our perception attached to our intuition, we will have the insight to find the answer that's going to shift us the most effortlessly. Would you like to add anything to that?
Oh my gosh, my whole body is just lit up right now. My first avenue of feedback is in my hands and feet. The divine makes my feet buzz and my hands buzz. And so the thing I would add to the listener is, when you feel that warmth spreading, that tingly feeling, or for example, my feet, they buzz like I'm hit a nerve or something, like if they were falling asleep, there is the divine. The divine is showing up in so many different ways, and I love this combination of perception and intuition. I refer to the body as the intuitive guidance system. You have all of this feedback in your body. I just could not agree more. You have the strongest connection to the divine, bar none, bar anyone who has ever existed or whoever will exist. None of them have a stronger connection to the divine than you. And so your awareness, your inner awareness of that, is such a beautiful journey to explore and uncover. And however it happens, you know, the divine spoke to me initially through buzzing in my body. And if I had said that, you know, people might have thrown me in the psychiatric ward or something, but it's real, you know, it's real. And so it doesn't mean that the divine is speaking words necessarily, although you may have that. It doesn't mean necessarily that you see images initially, though you may have that. All of these things come in time. So however you experience that feedback, just trust it. It's such a beautiful thing that you're bringing to the world with your message in this process, Colette. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Ken. I just want to let the listeners know that if you want to connect with me, you can connect with me on www.thetruthisfunny.com, also on crystallinevision.com. And now is a great time to connect with me if you are wanting to have a private session. I do private sessions mostly over the phone or through Skype. And if you want to book a session, you can book it with me at www.crystallinevision.com. And I'm also on all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, Google, all of those things. And I'm settling into my new home right now. And I'm dedicating my efforts to writing my book. Dr. Ewan has been telling me for 3 years, write the book. And, you know, this book has been percolating in my brain for, you know, in particular the last year. So that's what I'm doing right now. So in between writing my book and settling into my new home, I'm available for sessions, so feel free to connect with me in that way. And I want to thank you so much, Ken. It was such a pleasure having you on. I want to have you on the show again if you're willing, because time just flew by. We missed that. There were so many other questions I wanted to ask you.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you, Ken. And for all our listeners, thank you. Bye for now. We'll see you next Wednesday morning. Until then, remember, shift happens.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LymeLightRadio.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio,
the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.